with SRN News. I'm Jason Weicker. Donald Trump's Sunday rally packed both Madison Square Garden and the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
And then we have all of the people that could fill it up 10 times. You take a look at outside what's going on all the way down to the river. The beautiful, beautiful Hudson River.
Reporting from Manhattan, White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The famous arena was full hours before Trump took the stage, and thousands of people were turned away when the garden reached capacity. Outside, the sidewalks are overflowing with Trump supporters in red Make America Great Again hats and vendors selling all kinds of merchandise. There's a heavy security presence here with several streets blocked off in Midtown Manhattan. Greg Clugston, New York.
And throughout the rally, a number of speakers repeatedly criticized Kamala Harris and predicted a Donald Trump victory on Election Day. Also at SRNNews.com, a century after Native Americans got the right to vote, they could play a key role in this presidential election.
As the countdown continues in the race for the White House, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris are courting Native American voters in states where their vote could swing some of the most hotly contested counties in the country. Native American voters tend to favor Democrats at a higher rate, but they're more likely to vote Republican than Latinos or African Americans. And they're one of the least partisan and youngest voting demographics in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
Russian forces stopping an attempt at another cross-border incursion from Ukraine into southwestern Russia. It comes months after Kyiv staged an assault on its enemy that Moscow is still struggling to halt. An armed group sought Sunday to breach the border between Ukraine and Russia, but they were sent back. This is SRN News. Most Christians view porn.
A new poll released by the Barna Group and Pure Desire Ministries finds that 54% of practicing Christians, including pastors, say they view pornography at least occasionally. Amongst the general public, it's 68%. The survey also reveals that 75% of Christian men admit to using porn, as do 40% of Christian women. Researchers say the gap between porn use by believers and non-believers is narrowing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion measures on the ballot in 10 states after debates over terminology, and it's just in English. In many places, English isn't even the primary language among many voters. The Federal Voting Rights Act requires all election information to be made available in the native language, but that's not easy. There's no single word for abortion in many Native American tongues. This is SRN News. Venezuela's top prosecutor announcing the arrest of a former oil minister and accused him of working with the United States government to undermine the industry that drives Venezuela's economy.
Pedro Telechea became Venezuela's oil czar in January 2023, but was reassigned in August. The attorney general says people in Telechea's inner circle were also detained, but he did not name them. He also did not mention the specific charges. President Nicolas Maduro has reassigned Telechea's duties to the vice president. Telechea was replaced in his current role recently when Maduro appointed a close ally.
Correspondent Jeremy House, American Airlines testing new technology at three airports around the nation. During the boarding process, it aims to cut down on passengers who attempt to jump the line. More details at SRNNews.com.